Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Soundsington Media.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reaching Out gives us the chance to answer space-related questions from kids around the world. Brian, why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like Koi, like you have a secret.
It's better than a secret. It's a present. Hold out your hand.
Ooh, what is it? Oh, it looks like a seed?
It is a seed for a tree. It's an early Earth Day present.
Oh, I love Earth Day, Brian. It's the day where we can reflect on conservation and protecting the planet with initiatives to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
That's right. And did you know that Earth Day is celebrated every year on April 22nd and that it started in 1970?
Yes, and it is now celebrated by over 1 billion people every year in over 190 countries. Oh, Brian, I just realized I didn't get you anything.
That's okay. It's the thought that counts.
For Earth Day, we wanted to address a question we get here a lot from the Great Reach listener community. What is climate change?
Here with the answer is Dr. Dahlia Kirschbaum, chief of the Hydrological Sciences Laboratory at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
Well, first, that's a great question. And what I want to start with is to talk about the difference between weather and climate. So weather are short-term changes that we experience every day, like to decide whether or not to wear a t-shirt or a sweatshirt to school. But climate refers to longer-term changes, like if we should expect to wear more t-shirts or more sweatshirts to school in a given month or even a season. Now, climate change describes the average conditions over the whole world, looking at temperature or rainfall, and we are looking to understand how our climate is changing over time. Now, NASA scientists have observed Earth's surface warming, and we've actually seen that many of the warmest years on record have happened in the past 20 years. So climate change is caused by certain gases in the Earth's atmosphere, which are emitted by cars and factories and even cattle and livestock. And what they do is they actually get trapped and serve to block some of the heat that's coming into our planet, in our atmosphere. This is called the greenhouse effect. And these gases keep Earth warm, like the glass that we have in a greenhouse that keeps plants warm. Now, there's a lot of factors that contribute to Earth's climate. However, scientists agree that the Earth has been getting warmer over the past 50 to 100 years, primarily due to human activities.
Okay, got it. And what is NASA doing to study and help combat climate change?
As NASA scientists, we have lots of different data from satellites and the ground that tell us about how our climate is changing over the past decades. And then we build models that represent the states of our atmosphere and our surface to look into the future to see how things may change. And with this information, we, along with decision makers, community leaders, and policymakers around the world can help understand where the biggest sources of these greenhouse gases may be, coming from industrial areas or populations, and even agricultural areas. And we can build in information that helps us understand where we could maybe install clean energy, like wind turbines, using models. We can look at where sea level rise may impact communities along the coasts. And then we can even look at how changes in temperature in places like cities, we call it the urban heat island, could really impact transportation and even communications affecting people around the world. And so at NASA, working with partners around the world, we have lots of information that can help everybody to understand how their planet is changing and increase awareness of where we can make differences in our everyday lives to help combat climate change in the future.
How will a changing climate impact extreme events like hurricanes and heat waves?
As the climate is changing, we know that as more heat is trapped in the Earth's system, it can fuel different types of extremes like natural disasters around the world. And that includes more frequent heat waves or even more intense storms like hurricanes. And so at NASA and with partners around the world, we're looking to understand the science behind these events so that we can better understand and predict where we may have more impacts from these types of extreme events. Now, we know that the climate is changing. We've already seen more intense storms, more frequent floods. But I am an eternal optimist, and I think that there are many ways where we can make a difference in our own lives at a local scale to really help to combat some of these future impacts of extreme events. You know, sometimes it seems a bit bleak and to say we have a global changing climate, how can I make a difference? And we know that human activities have a powerful impact on our environment. But the choices that we can make now will make significant differences in how the greenhouse gases accumulate in our atmosphere and what that means to our global climate in the future. You know, as a mom, I'm a mom. I'm also a member of my community. There are things that we can do, this being Earth Day and Earth Month, to really decrease our energy consumption. And that could be things like choosing to take public transportation or talking about fuel-efficient appliances like refrigerators. But we can also write to our community leaders and be active to help our community to understand what's happening in our changing climate and how we can make a difference even at our local level.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia Kirschbaum, for sharing your expertise.
To learn more about NASA's Earth Day initiatives, including activities, coloring pages, and more, visit nasa.gov/earth-day-2021.
And thanks to Katie Atkinson and our friends at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
Got a question about space? Let us know. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and a question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered to reachthepodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Brian Holden
and Meredith Stepien. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan! That's me.